Just wanted to give you a quick call to say hello. It's been a while since I called, and I've been listening to all your shows, and I'm sure you're very happy with the results of the election, and I'm really glad that you kept pushing about voting, and I've been doing the same thing in my neck of the woods, and I really hope you're doing well, and I enjoy the shows with you and Mark and Mike, and hope that one day maybe I could tag in. If you let me know when you normally do it, that would be cool. And I really hope you're still listening to my show. I got a great show coming up, but I've been having issues trying to get it uploaded or posted. So I'm going to try again tonight. But I just wanted to give you a quick call to say hey. And really hope you and your boyfriend is doing well. And I have a new guy in my life, too, and it's going really well. That's one of the reasons why I've been a little behind on my show. But I got a lot of great things coming up, and hope to talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
This is Archer, archerradio.com. Today is Thursday, November 16th, 2006. And I have some things to talk about. First of all, you just heard an email from Ramble Redhead. Thank you, Ramble Redhead, for the email. I'm using my binaural microphones so I can walk around in my new kitchen. It probably sounds like an echo in here because there's nothing in here. What I'm going to do is try to talk while I'm doing a little bit of work on my kitchen, because today it looks like they have everything done except for the sink and the countertop. You know, all the plumbing and the countertop. Because today, I know you're probably tired of hearing about the friggin' kitchen, but too damn bad. That's what's going on. I'm getting my Swiffer duster out because the walls are very dusty in the kitchen, and I'm going to dust the walls while I'm talking to you. I've got my list of things to talk about, but I'm going to try to kill two birds with one stone, record a podcast, and do some work. So, let's see, look at my list. Yesterday, I had the day off. Oh, I think this might work, this dusting. Oh, I think this is going to work. No, it's not going to work. Fuck, it's just pushing the dust around. How the fuck do you get the dust off the walls after you have renovated? Oh, this is going to be a pain in the butt. I'm going to have to, like, mop the walls, I think. That's gonna suck. I can't do that. Anyway, I guess I'll stop that. I could dust the floor. I wonder how this will work on the floor. Okay, what did they do in the kitchen? Well, they put the baseboard all around. They put the light, it's called a light bar. It kind of hides the under cabinet lighting. They put the crown molding above the cabinets today. They ripped up all the cardboard they had on the floor, covering the tile up. They put the baseboard around the bottom of the cabinets. And they measured for the countertop. The countertop guys were in today, and they measured for the countertop. So they actually did a lot. And I know that they pretty much finished because they took all their tools out. Like, my living room is now finally empty. So I don't have the stuff in the living room anymore. I'll put this Swiffer dust away because this is not working. I'm going to have to, like, probably take a rag and wash the walls, which will really suck. I don't want to have to do that before I paint, but I'm going to have to do that. Anyway, I got an email message from my designer, my kitchen designer today, and she thinks that the sample paint that I put on the wall is too orange. So I'm going to paint two more samples on the walls to see, because I have two more colors I can choose. You know what? Let's do that. Let's work on that while we're talking. Anyway, I wrote her a check, that's for sure, you know, because she needs her money. So I wrote her a check for the next installment, and I guess I don't have to pay anything now until, here comes the water. I don't think I have to pay anything now until the kitchen is complete. Like, I think the next payment is when the kitchen is done. So I'm going to wash off Wash with a W with an R. Wash off two sections of the wall here. And so that I can paint the two other colors and get my idea. Yeah, see, this is good. Washing is going to probably be the best idea I have because it is cleaning the dust off rather well. So we're going to, then we have to let these areas dry, I guess. But I did bring a rag to dry them, so. This is probably awful. You really don't care. I gotta wash that. There's a cord sticking out from underneath the dishwasher. And he said, don't touch it because it's live. And of course, I'm doing this in my bare feet, which is not good. Okay, so I have wiped off two sections of the wall by the sink. And I'm going to paint two more colors on the wall. Actually, that dried pretty fast. To see if these, which color I'm going to go with, because I agree with my designer that one that I put up there called Antique Red is way too orange. So the next two colors, I think, well, if you give me a minute, I'll go to the computer room and get my sample colors and tell you about them. Anyway, let's see. What else is going on? I wasn't going to talk about this stuff. I was going to actually talk about other things, but I'm doing stuff. I'm gonna consider this an a la Madge podcast because she walks around sometimes and does things. Let me see what's on my. Oh, I'm talking about my update in the kitchen, which I just did. Okay, so the color that is not going to work is called Antique Red, and the next two colors I'm going to try. One is called New Brick. And one is called Awning Red. So let's get these out and try these. This cool thing from, well, you know, I like the Home Depot Bear paint, which actually got rated really well with Consumer Reports. So I'm going to paint my kitchen with that paint, because I painted my whole house with Bear paint, and I like the way it has turned out. Let's start with Awning Red. Oh, you know what I was going to tell you? Okay, while I'm doing this, I'm going to tell you this. Not really a story, but I had, not last night, but the night before, a really bad dream. It was very bad. About the dream. The dream... Oh, I didn't shake these up. Shit. That's okay. Oh, let me get a paper towel to wipe this off. The dream... Okay, this bad dream. I was... dreaming that I was in this big empty house all by myself, and I dreamed that I was actually laying in bed, and there were somebody was breaking into my house, into the house that I was in, and I was scared shitless. Like, I was in bed and I could see the light from the hallway, and I could hear someone breaking in, and I could hear like kids, like young guys talking, you know, and I was almost like paralyzed. I was like laying in bed and I was screaming out, help, help, help. And I woke myself up actually screaming help out loud. So at like 1 o'clock in the morning, I was screaming like in my sleep, and it was so loud that it woke me up. Help, help, help. And I was thinking to myself, God, what do my neighbors think? I'm screaming out, help, 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 and there's really nothing wrong with me. I'm just having a bad dream. But like nothing really happened in the dream. I was just dreaming that these guys were breaking into my house and I was screaming help and no one was coming to help. Okay, I'm putting the first coat of, oh crap, now I don't know which one it is. Well, I'll know when I open the next one. The first coat, this is probably going to take like six coats because I have this dark green paint on my walls. Anyway, I was talking about the dream. I was having this bad dream, and I was dreaming that I was in this big empty house, and there was somebody breaking in, and I was screaming, help me, help me, and it woke me up in the middle of the night. I woke myself up screaming this, screaming help. And I realized, I'm like, oh my God, you're such a nerd. All your neighbors are going to think, what the hell is going on? And the thing is, nothing really happened, as I was saying. Nothing happened. These guys didn't do anything. They heard me screaming and they left. But I was like totally freaking out, and I woke myself up, and I had to actually get up and like go to the bathroom and, wake myself up a bit and then go back to bed, thinking to myself, God, how ridiculous. There's nothing wrong. There's nobody actually in your house. But it was just such a bad dream. Okay, I'm getting. Okay, I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna tell you what I'm doing because Remarkably Mark doesn't like it. You can probably guess what I'm doing. Well, let's see if you can guess what I'm doing. Anyway, so I had this bad dream. I didn't sleep well that night, and I kept thinking about the dream. And it was weird because in the dream, I could see myself laying in the bed, screaming, help, 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 and no one was there to help me. And the house was empty, but yet I could see the light from the hallway. Okay, now how am I going to do that? That one's. Okay, I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to do one sample tonight. And I'll do one tomorrow night. I'm putting it in a plastic bag so the paint doesn't dry out so I can use it again for the next coat. Anyway, God, this is going to be a terrible podcast. So I had this bad dream, and it was like freaking me out and stuff. Oh, excuse me, I'm so sorry. Now let's see, what else is going on? Wait, let me open this to see if this is the one. Because you know what I'm going to do? Okay, that's it. Okay, this sample that I'm doing now is Awning Red. They're all very similar. That's the problem. Let me get my little sample cards and tape them to the wall so I know what it is each one of them is. Okay, so I have these samples right down here. Okay. Antique Red, New Brick, and Awning Red. Awning Red looks like it might be the winner. Last night I thought it was going to be Antique Red, but that's. Oh, I need some tape, damn it. God, this podcast is gonna suck. I should preface. I should have prefaced this 10 minutes ago. After work today, I went to. I have these three fag hag slash lady friends at work who I hang out with a lot, and we chat a lot and all kinds of stuff. Well, the one invited us all over to her house after work today for a glass of wine. And now, what did I say? This is Awning Red. Getting myself so fucked up. Okay, yeah, this is Awning Red. Okay, anyway, so actually, I've had a couple, like maybe a glass and a half of Merlot in my body before I am doing this podcast. I'm gonna tape that on the wall there and tape this on the wall here so I know exactly what these are. So I'm a little discombobulated about what I'm talking about and doing. However, I am going to put these samples back in the box and save the next sample for tomorrow night. I'll do one sample a night until I make my decision. What was I talking about? Oh, I went. Oops, don't scratch this. Break that. I went after work today to one of my lady friends' houses, and we had like a glass and a half of Merlot before I came home from work. And we were talking about all kinds of shit. You know how you hang out with people, you shoot the shit, and it ends up being you shoot the shit about work? Well, that's exactly what we did. We shot the shit about work. Which is so stupid because you basically want to go out and hang out and relax so you don't shoot the shit about work, but you end up talking about work more than anything else. Excuse me. All right, well, I'm letting that coat dry. I'm gonna go out and have a smoky treat, as Larry H. Bader would say. Oh, I should take my list. God, I keep almost stepping on the electrical. I'm gonna shock the shit out of myself. I just know it. Let's go have a smoky treat and talk some more. That was my pad of paper. Oh, I hope you enjoyed that show we had with Mike Hipp and Chef Mark and Matt Blender. I love all those. Oh, we never get to go out on the balcony. I need to like your smoky treat. Okay. I'm jumping. I feel like I'm jumping from topic to topic to topic, but that's too bad. But let's look at the list and see. Oh, okay. Let's talk about the Biggest Loser. As you know, I'm in this weight loss thing at work where there's like 12 of us and we're trying to lose weight. And this is, I think this is the end of week four. Maybe it's week, no, I think it's week four. Anyway, I was really, really afraid that I had gained weight this week. But as it turns out, I lost a pound this week. So far in this weight loss, which has taken a month, I've lost 4.5 pounds. Which is good. But the Biggest Loser this week lost 3 pounds, I believe. And here's the, I think I maybe have mentioned this once before, but there's no chance I'm ever going to win the Biggest Loser, you know, the weekly thing, the weekly total, because I would have to, I'm the heaviest of all these people because I'm a guy, of course, and all these women are, some of them are rather petite, but I would have to lose like 5 pounds. You know, I have to lose a larger percentage of my body weight than the other ladies because they weigh less. I know that it sounds odd, but I definitely would have to do that. So, and I'm only losing like a half a pound a week, so I'm never going to win. I think I came in fourth this week, though. Let's see. Okay, kitchen update, bad dream, Rainbow Redhead's email or voicemail message. Yesterday, I took the day off for the. Oh, I didn't tell this story. Yesterday. Well, wait a minute. You're hearing this on Thursday. Tuesday, I should say, because I'm recording this Wednesday night. God damn it, I hate that fucking time space continuum thing. Anyway, Tuesday, I took the day off. And I took the day off so that I could be here when the appliances were delivered. Well, they called Monday night and said the appliances would be delivered between 8 and 10 a.m. I thought, oh great, I'll have the rest of the day to do stuff. Well, they called at 7:40 in the morning, 7:40 a.m., and saying, oh, we're here to deliver your appliances. And I was like, oh shit, I was barely dressed and finished having breakfast and solved and stuff. But I quickly ran downstairs and met them at the loading dock and got the elevator and so forth, and they delivered the appliances. They were gone in like 5 minutes. So I was very pleased with that. However, one thing I totally fucked up on was to hook up the stove. You can either do a three-prong electrical cord or a four-prong electric cord, 220-volt outlet. And I thought it was a three-prong, so I had them give me a three-prong one. Well, it was a four-prong one. So I, luckily, because I had the whole day, I went out to Home Depot and got the correct four-prong one. And it was a hell of a lot cheaper than buying it through Sears. So I have to return this three-prong one and get my money back. We'll see if, well, I shouldn't have any problem with that. But it means returning something that I bought for the kitchen. Well, let's move on to political stuff. Did anybody see, well, not political stuff, but like news? Did anybody see that there was an earthquake in Japan? Well, not in Japan, it was out in the ocean, I guess, but they were having tsunami warnings in Japan. You know what? I just realized I'm rubbing my feet into my slippers on the balcony. You can probably hear that noise. That's what that noise is. Sorry. In other news, I heard that Jack Abramoff got his sentence to jail today. I think it was 70 months in a, what is it, low security prison or whatever it's called. I'm not sure. And then I also heard that Trent Lott was elected as the minority leader of the, what is it, Senate? For the Republicans. Interesting that he got elected. I think it was by one vote, too. Because what? 2 years, 3 years ago, two, maybe 4 years ago, he was voted out as majority leader because of the scandals that he had. Interesting. So anyway, that's about all that's going on with me. I should check the time. I don't know how long I've been chatting here. I've got the iRiver in my pocket, and I can't see because it's dark out here how long I've been chatting. I think 20 minutes, something like that. So what's coming up this weekend? Let's see. Well, today is Thursday and it's pouring down rain and we're having a cold front coming through. And then Friday night I'm going to the boyfriend's, stay at his house because his parents are coming in town on Saturday. So he has to pick them up from the airport and I and I can't stay at this house because there's too many people coming. There's no place to stay. So, then his parents are going to be here for a week until the Saturday after Thanksgiving. One more puff, and then I'm going. Okay, let's go inside. So while the parents are here, the boyfriend's got lots of plans with his parents because actually, it's his parents and his nephew are coming to stay with him, and he's only got one pull-out couch. So I think I'm not sure what the sleeping arrangements are, but oh, let me get a drink of Coke. Well, and of course, that's gonna make me burp. I need to move the refrigerator back into the kitchen. Oh, let's see if this is dry and I can put another coat on. Oh my gosh, oops. That just pulled my thing out of my ear. Sorry. Sorry, I caught the cord. Oh fuck, I think I have it backwards. Wait a minute. I think I put the thing in backwards in my ear. I did. You can't hear me now. Okay. All right. Sorry about that. The cord got stuck on the drawer pull and yanked it out of my ear. I think while we're standing here, we will put another coat of paint on that sample and see. Actually, I think I'm liking this color better. Let's do that. Pull the paint out. Of course, that's got paint on the handle, so we have to be careful. I hope I'm talking loud enough because it's hard to tell. Let's put it. Oh yeah, I think that's gonna look nice. This is redder. The other one was too orange. This one is redder, and I think it's gonna look much nicer. I don't know, we'll see as it dries, but I think. But then again, I said this last night when I was putting the sample on of the antique red. I thought, oh yeah, this is the one. This is the one. But then, as it dried overnight, and I saw it this morning, I'm thinking, ah, that's too orange. I don't want orange. I want like a orangey brick red. So I'm luckily, as I said, I have three different colors of this red that I'm gonna try, and I don't know if it's gonna be light enough because I definitely have to lighten up this kitchen. All right, there's the second coat. You know, they're awfully similar. No, the other one's too orange. Okay, let's put this back in the bag. Zip it up. This is going to be a crazy fucking podcast. Sorry, people. Because I have totally not followed my. Well, I did follow the list. Okay, let's see. I need to stop this now because I've been rattling and rattling and rattling and rattling and rattling and not saying much of anything. This is. I think this is. Oh my god, my fucking phone's blinking. Who the fuck called while I was out having a smoke? Oh, Homer called. Homer, I'm sorry I missed your call. Sorry about that. I'll have to call you back. Okay, I think I will wrap this up, boys and girls. Let me see. Oh yeah, this is long enough. 22 minutes. That's good enough for you, isn't it? I think it is. Anyway, I will be back to normal programming tomorrow. I know this was a very odd podcast, but I have a little bit of wine flowing through me, and I was trying to do the kitchen sample and do other things while I was podcasting, so it sucks. Anyway, sometimes you get shit sammies, as Larry says. All right, boys and girls, tomorrow is Friday. I'm sure I'll have a show, but I have no friggin' idea what I'm going to talk about. I don't know why I'm telling you that. Anyway, comments, email messages, voicemail, chingo, my chingo. That's all I'm going to say. So, boys and girls, that's all for today. Have a great Thursday. Until next time, bye.
I should